Need a boost of spiritual encouragement each day? We've got you covered. Kitchener Baptist Church has a free daily devotional waiting for you, filled with God's Word, practical insight, and faith-building truth. Take a moment to be refreshed and strengthened at timelesstruthsradio.com.
Hi, it's Pastor Burns, and you're listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. Well, it's a brand new year, and a new year brings new opportunity and probably new opposition. We're excited to begin this new year with God. Our message this morning is a new beginning with God.
Our heart is not pure by default.
Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand who He is.
If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that He is. He is the Creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Good morning, and welcome to another broadcast of Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We are so glad that you have joined us today, especially as we step into a brand new year together. After the past weeks, we've been walking through our I Am series, learning who Jesus is, who He revealed Himself to be, and how His identity shapes our faith and our identity. But today we turn the page. A new year is here, and with it comes a fresh opportunity for a new beginning with God. You know, there's something powerful about a new year. It reminds us that no matter what last year held, victories or failures, joys or heartbreak, God is not finished with us yet. His mercies are new every morning. His grace is still sufficient, and His plans for your life are still unfolding. You know, a new year isn't just about new calendars, new goals, or new routines. It's about a renewed heart. It's about deciding once again that Christ will be not just a part of our lives, but the center of our lives. And in 2026, we don't want to live on leftovers for God. We want to give Him our best. We want to give Him our trust, our obedience, and our love. And that's why today the song that has been chosen for this moment is so perfect. It's called "How Much Is Too Much?" And it asks a simple question, but it's a searching question. How much of our heart does God really deserve? How much should we trust Him? How much should we obey Him? How much should we love Him? And the truth is, when we consider all that He's done for us, sending His Son, forgiving our sin, and giving us eternal life, the only reasonable response is to give Him our all. So as we step into the new year, our prayer is simple. Lord, take my life, take my plans, take my heart, and I want to truly walk with You. Let's listen to this powerful song, "How Much Is Too Much," and let it prepare our hearts for everything God wants to do in our hearts this new season. And then we're going to begin a message this morning, a new beginning with God. And so here is our wonderful song here entitled, "How Much Is Too Much."
And then spoke with Him. Christ. How much is too much to give to the Savior? What gift is too big to offer my King? What price is too high to give my Creator? For my Redeemer, this gift I bring.
Jesus spoke loudly, leave her alone. She loved me so much that she had to come. She offered her best and bowed down her will. Now I'll give her my best on Calvary's hill.
Shackled by my sin, I long to be free. Then Jesus saved me and gave victory. He gave me a new heart with new songs to sing. And now to my Savior I give everything.
How much is too much to give to the Savior? What gift is too big to offer my King? What price is too high to give my Creator? For my Redeemer, this gift I bring. For my Redeemer, this gift I bring.
Amen. What a great song that is, and a great message to that song as we prepare our hearts for another year. May this be a year of renewal and revival in our lives. We're going to look at Lamentations chapter 3. And verse number 22. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse number 22. And we're going to notice what the Bible says here. It says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Now, I want us to consider this expression this morning in our study. His mercies are new every morning. Can we pause now and let's pray for this new year? Lord, I thank you so much for your mercies. And we are so grateful that when we wake up in the morning, your mercies are new and they are fresh and they are ready for us. We're grateful for all that your compassions do for us as it leads us and directs us. And I pray, Lord, that 2026 would be a year of revival in our hearts. I pray you would help us to make good decisions. I pray you would help us to follow you where you lead. And I pray for our listeners. Lord, I know through the many prayer requests that we receive that there are many that are hurting. There are many that are struggling. There are many with so many different needs in their life. And I pray, Lord, that you would help them. I pray you would give them strength when they're weak. I pray that you would give them wisdom when they need direction. And I pray, Lord, that this would be the best year spiritually for them. I thank you, Lord, for all those who have given to our ministry to help us to stay on the air. And I pray that you would continue to use this ministry to touch lives and to touch hearts. And we pray all of these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. You know, a new year is not just turning over a calendar. A new year does not begin with a calendar, at least a good new year. A good new year begins when a sinner meets the mercy of God. And this is what we want, a good new year.
Hey everyone, if you're looking for a daily dose of encouragement, we've got something just for you. Kitchener Baptist Church offers a free daily devotional designed to help you dive into God's timeless truths, find strength in Scripture, and grow in your walk with Christ. Start your day with encouragement at timelesstruthsradio.com.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us. But best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. The housework is all done for this week. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
You know, in an early 2025 national survey, it found that about 48% of Canadians said that they had made a New Year's resolution or goal. And this really shows a solid engagement with the tradition, up from lower participation in recent years. 48% of people said, half of Canadians said they made a New Year's resolution. Now, older figures indicated only about 29% of Canadians typically made resolutions. And so from 29% to 48%, an increase of people who are making New Year's resolutions. In a LinkedIn summary from 2025, surveys also report that roughly a third of Canadians said yes, they would make New Year's resolutions, and another third were undecided if they were going to make a New Year's resolutions. Now, the issue with this is that a Canadian poll found that 78% of Canadians who made those resolutions ended up failing within the first month of January. And so 48% of Canadians said that they're going to make a New Year's resolution. 70% in recent surveys have indicated that 78% of those who make these New Year's resolutions actually fail within the first month of making a New Year's resolution. Now, of course, the top goals or top resolutions that are made in January is fitness and financial, and behind those are hobbies and relationships. Even outside of Canada, research shows that most resolutions are abandoned quickly or by the middle of the year. So half of Canadians set New Year's resolutions, but a small percentage actually keeps up with the goals that they set. Now, I'm not saying here that New Year's resolutions are a bad idea. I think setting goals for our health and for our finances and being prepared is something that we all should do. But what I am saying is that human ambitions can often fail. But in our text this morning, I want us to see that God's mercy doesn't fail. And as we sit on the brink of a new year, it's God's mercy that all of us need. It's God's mercy that Jeremiah understood would make the difference in the people of God. Now, this passage of scripture in Lamentations chapter 3, you might be thinking here, why are you speaking on this as far as the new year is concerned? This is about Israel. This is a long time ago. The Bible makes it clear that the Old Testament is given to us to encourage us and to help us to make good decisions. And so we're going to learn from the mistakes of Israel, and we're going to apply it to our life for 2026, because we want to use this information to help us to navigate a new year, a new beginning with God, and to help us to make good decisions that would please the Lord and to honor the Lord. And of course, if you're not a Christian and you're listening to this broadcast, if you've not put your faith and trust in Jesus and Jesus alone, only He can save you, I pray that this year there's no greater decision that you could ever make than to put your faith and trust in Christ. And that would make this year tremendous as you walk with God in 2026. So first of all, I want us to think about the children of Israel and the decisions that they made. I want us to think about God specializing in fresh starts. So the Bible says in Lamentations 3 and verse 22, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Now, the book of Lamentations was written in the ashes of national failure. It was written after Jerusalem had fallen in 586 BC. The city was destroyed. The temple was burned. Their walls were torn down. The people were either dead, enslaved, or scattered. And Jeremiah he's standing in the rubble, and he's weeping as he looks at the condition of his people. He writes in Lamentations 1, verse 1, "How does the city sit solitary that was full of people? How has she become as a widow? She was great among the nations and princess among the provinces. How has she become tributary? How did we get to this place?" is what Jeremiah is asking. Now, they didn't just wake up one night and decide to rebel. No, they took slow steps away from the Lord. And I want to remind you that God recorded the actions again of Israel for us so that we would learn from them. Israel's actions, I believe, and this is important for us to understand, because I think this is why God gives us this, the actions of Israel reveal to us the human heart. Now, how did Israel respond to God? Well, first of all, they ignored God's word. God warned them for decades through prophets like Jeremiah. Jeremiah 25, verse 5, they said, "Turn ye again, now every one, from his evil way and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord hath given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever." What a wonderful promise, but yet also what a terrible condition of God's people. And God is saying, turn ye again, turn to me, turn away from the evil of your doings. Now, Israel didn't just stop going to the temple. This was the problem. They didn't stop going through the motions of their sacrifices and their religious activity. They were living a life away from God, but they were still doing everything that they normally did. And this is what Jeremiah was talking about when he wrote in Jeremiah 7, verse 9. He says, God says, "Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house?" I mean, they had stopped obeying God. They had followed after false gods, and yet they had a religious shell, but they had no reverence for God. no heart for spiritual things. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and notice what the scriptures say in verse 1. It says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous," by the way, we're living in the last days. This is the last age, or we call it the age of grace or the church age. This is the age which we are in right now. "And so in these days, dangerous, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God." And this is the problem. They do all of these things. This is their heart. And yet they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof, from such turn away. Isaiah said it this way in Isaiah 1 verse 11, "To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons, the Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. And your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, and cease from evil." You see, they sang and they prayed and they went through all of the emotions, but they did it without obedience. And there is no worship without obedience. Do you understand that? We can go to church, we can sing the hymns, we can pray the prayers, but without obedience, without obeying God, there is no true worship in our life. And God wants us to worship Him in 2026. And this is where my message begins. Would you obey God? Would you obey His word? Would you look to Him in 2026?
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in His finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You can pray a prayer similar to this one. "Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen." This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." If you prayed a prayer like mine and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. To let us know of the decision that you just made, you can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at KitchenerHope.com. Again, that website is KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m., where we are currently studying through the book of Exodus. During that service, we also take time to pray for each other. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.